A Pentagon official says Iran is a source of deadly technology in nearby Iraq. The technology is used in roadside bombs, a leading killer of U.S. troops. The official is a retired general now in charge of defeating those bombs.
General Montgomery Meigs wants to block insurgents from setting off improvised explosive devices, or IEDs. Insurgents blow up bombs from a distance using wires, radios, anything that gets around the latest American defenses. General Meigs says his enemy adapts, sometimes learning from the media. So when he sat down to answer questions, he chose his words carefully. Can you give an example of a kind of IED or a triggering of IED that was common at the beginning that's become less common and something else that they're using more frequently as time has gone on?
Walkie-talkies. You know the little walkie-talkie hunters use?
Mm-hmm.
That's a form of IED whose incidence has changed over time.
And over time you've figured out a way to jam that and it's not used anymore?
Well, they've decided to complicate the profile by adding other means of initiation.
So what are some triggers that are becoming more common over time then?
I'd rather have you guess. Seriously, what is going to immediately follow on behind that? And remember, these guys never throw anything away because they always want to go back and see if we've uncovered it.
How useful are cell phones?
Look, any way you can send a message that throws a switch can be a means of initiating an IED.
It's been said the number of reported IED attacks is going up dramatically.
Yes.
The number of U.S. casualties has stayed about the same.
Right.
What does that mean?
I think it means that he has to do more to get the same casualty rate because our soldiers and Marines' efforts at dealing with this problem have improved.
What things are working?
Well, if you put better armor on vehicles, that's going to lower the casualty rate. If you can find ways of interrupting the initiation signals, that helps. Plus better training in how to find these things.
Seems like the good news there is that you are finding more ways to combat the average IED.
Mm-hmm.
The flip side is your enemy is coming up with more money and more manpower to place more and more of these all the time in spite of all your efforts to track them down and kill them.
Yes, but you have to understand that the incidence of IEDs is also a function of the state of play in developing the political system that will eventually shut this down. And as we see events like the forming of the government that threaten the people that are behind this, you know, they put the pedal down some more.
Can you describe the learning cycle for you and for the enemy? How long does it take for them to figure out what you're doing and adapt to it?
Well, we know it takes 4 to 5 days for them to look at something in one of our media, TV or press, and spin that into information that goes out to their bomb makers on the Internet. Now, that's just the informing process. It's going to take them longer to actually create that countermeasure on the street, maybe in terms of weeks and months.
Are you learning and adapting faster than they are?
We do it differently. We are shortening our rhythm of adaptation. And we don't want to always be playing defense on our side of the 50-yard line. We want to spend most of our time on his.
If they do two things, keep adapting to whatever you do and keep coming up with new recruits because of the political situation, can you ever win?
Well, look, I think everyone realizes that the social political factors in this business in both Iraq and Afghanistan are the dominant motivators. We can assist them, but in the final analysis, this is an Iraqi problem to be solved by Iraqis.
Meaning that until that changes?
Well, we can certainly mitigate the effects of it. We can't change the motivators. The motivators within the sectarian factions, that's another level of issues. We can't affect that.
Well, General Meigs, thanks very much.
Glad to have done it.
That's retired General Montgomery Meigs, who is a descendant of the famous Civil War officer of the same name. He directs the Pentagon's Joint IED Defeat Task Force.